3718, sanctions for countries that delay or prevent repatriation of their nationals. Section 243d, 8 U.S.C. 1253d, is amended to read as follows. T. Discontinuing granting visas to nationals of countries that deny or delay accepting aliens notwithstanding Section 221c, if the Secretary of Homeland Security determines, in consultation with the Secretary of State, that the government of a foreign country denies or unreasonably delays accepting aliens who are citizens, subjects, nationals, or residents of that country, after the Secretary asks whether the government will accept an alien under this section, or after a determination that the alien is inadmissible under paragraph 6 or 7 of Section 212a, the Secretary of State shall order consular officers in that foreign country to discontinue granting visas or classes of visas until the Secretary of Homeland Security notifies the Secretary of State that the country has accepted alien. Section 3719. Gross violations of human rights, inadmissibility of certain aliens. Section 212a3e, 8 U.S.C. 1182a3e, is amended by striking clause II and inserting the following. II. Commission of acts of torture, extrajudicial killings, war crimes, or widespread or systematic attacks on civilians. Any alien who planned, ordered, assisted, aided and abetted, committed, or otherwise participated, including through command responsibility, in the commission of any act of torture, as defined in Section 2340 of Title 18, United States Code. II. Any extrajudicial killing as defined in Section 3A of the Torture Victim Protection Act of 1991. 28 U.S.C. 1350 note, under color of law of any foreign nation. III. A war crime is defined in Section 2441 of Title 18, United States Code. R. IV. Any of the following acts as a part of a widespread or systematic attack directed against a civilian population with knowledge of the attack: murder, extermination, enslavement, forcible transfer of population, arbitrary detention, rape, sexual slavery, enforced prostitution, forced pregnancy, enforced sterilization, or any other form of sexual violence of comparable gravity. Persecution on political, racial, national, ethnic, cultural, religious, or gender grounds, and forced disappearance of persons, or other inhumane acts of a similar character intentionally causing great suffering or serious bodily or mental injury, is inadmissible. If limitation clause II shall not apply to an alien if the Secretary of Homeland Security or the Attorney General determine that the actions giving rise to the alien's inadmissibility under such clause were committed under duress. In determining whether the alien was subject to duress, the Secretary may consider, among relevant factors, the age of the alien at the time such actions were committed. B. Denying safe haven to foreign human rights violators. Section 2A2 of the Torture Victim Protection Act of 1991. 28 U.S.C. 1350 note, is amended. 1. By inserting after killing the following. A war crime is defined in subsection C and D of Section 2441 of Title 18, United States Code. A widespread or systematic attack on civilians as defined in Section 212A3EAIIV of the Immigration and Nationality Act, or genocide as defined in Section 1091A of Subtitle 18. And 2. By striking to the INDIDIDUALS legal representative and inserting to that individual or to that INDIDIDUALS legal representative. C. Non-applicability of confidentiality requirement with respect to visa records. The President may make public without regard to the requirements under Section 222F of the Immigration and Nationality Act, 8 U.S.C. 1202F, with respect to confidentiality of records pertaining to the issuance or refusal of visas or permits to enter the United States. The names of aliens deemed inadmissible on the basis of Section 212A3EII of such act as amended by subsection A, Sec 3720. Reporting and record-keeping requirements relating to the detention of aliens, in general, in order for Congress and the public to assess the full costs of apprehending, detaining, processing, supervising, and removing aliens, and how the money Congress appropriates for detention is allocated by federal agencies. The Assistant Secretary for Immigration and Customs and Enforcement, referred to in this section as the Assistant Secretary, the Director of the Executive Office of Immigration Review, and the Commissioner responsible for U.S. Customs and Border Protection, referred to in this section as the Commissioner, shall 1. Maintain the information required under subsections B, C, and D, and 2. Submit reports on that information to Congress and make that information available to the public in accordance with subsection E. B. Maintenance of information by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The Assistant Secretary shall record and maintain in the database of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement relating to detained aliens the following information with respect to each alien detained pursuant to the Immigration and Nationality Act, 8 U.S.C. 1101 et sec. 1. The provision of law that provides specific authority for aliens detention and the beginning and end dates of aliens detention pursuant to that authority. If the aliens detention is authorized by different provisions of law during different periods of time, the Assistant Secretary shall record and maintain the provision of law that provides authority for aliens detention during each such period. 2. The place where the alien was apprehended or where U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement assumed custody of the alien. Curry, each location where U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement detains the alien until the alien is released from custody or removed from the United States, including any period of retention. 4. The gender and age of each detained alien in the custody of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. 5. The number of days the alien is detained, including the number of days spent in any given detention facility and the total amount of time spent in detention. 6. The immigration charges that are the basis for the alien's removal proceedings. 7. The status of the alien's removal proceedings and each date on which those proceedings progress from one stage of proceeding to another. 8. The length of time the alien was detained following a final administrative order of removal and the reasons for the continued detention. 9. The initial custody determination or review made by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, including whether the alien received notice of a custody determination or review and when the custody determination or review took place. 10. The risk assessment results for the alien, including if the alien is subject to mandatory custody or detention. 11. The reason for the alien's release from detention and the conditions of release imposed on alien, if applicable. C. Maintenance of information by Executive Office of Immigration Review. The Director of the Executive Office of Immigration Review shall record and maintain in the database of the Executive Office of Immigration Review relating to detained aliens in removal proceedings the following information with respect to each such alien. 1. The immigration charges that are the basis for the alien's removal proceedings, including any revision of the immigration charges and the date of each such revision. 2. The gender and age of the alien. 3. The status of alien's removal proceedings and each date on which those proceedings progress from one stage of proceeding to another. 4. The statutory basis for any bond hearing conducted and the outcomes of the bond hearing. 5. Whether each court hearing is conducted in person, by audio link, or by video conferencing. 6. The date of each attorney entry of appearance before an immigration judge using form EOIR 28 and the scope of the appearance to which the form related. T. Maintenance of information by U.S. Customs and Border Protection. The Commissioner shall record and maintain in the database of U.S. Customs and Border Protection relating to detained aliens the following information with respect to each alien detained pursuant to the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1101 ex. 1. The provision of law that provides specific authority for the alien's detention and the beginning and end dates of the alien's detention. 2. The place where the alien was apprehended. 3. The gender and age of the alien. 4. Each location where U.S. Customs and Border Protection detains the alien until the alien is released from custody or removed from the United States, including any period of retention. 5. The number of days that the alien is detained in the custody of U.S. Customs and Border Protection. 6. The immigration charges that are the basis for the alien's removal proceedings while the alien is in the custody of U.S. Customs and Border Protection. 7. The initial custody determination by U.S. Customs and Border Protection, including whether the alien received notice of the custody determination or review, when the custody determination or review took place, and whether U.S. Customs and Border Protection offered the option of stipulated removal to detained alien. 8. The reason for the alien's release from detention and the conditions of release to detention imposed on alien, if applicable. The reporting requirements. 1. Periodic reports. The Assistant Secretary, the Director of the Executive Office of Immigration Review, and the Commissioner shall periodically, but not less frequently than annually, submit to Congress a report containing a summary of the information required to be maintained by this section. Each such report shall include summaries of national-level data, as well as summaries of the information required by this section, by state and county. 2. Other reports. The Assistant Secretary shall report to Congress, not less frequently than annually on. The number of aliens detained for more than 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, and 2 years, and the average period of detention before receipt of a final administrative order of removal and after receipt of such an order. 3. Availability to public. The reports required under this subsection and the information for each alien on which the reports are based shall be made available to the public without the need to submit a request under Section 552 of Title 5, United States Code, commonly referred to as the Freedom of Information Act. For privacy protections, no alien's identity may be disclosed when information described in paragraph 3 is made publicly available. F. Definitions in this section. 1. Case outcome. The term case outcome includes a grant of relief from deportation under Section 240A of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1229B, voluntary departure pursuant to Section 240B of that Act 8 U.S.C. 1229C, removal pursuant to Section 238 of that Act 8 U.S.C. 1228, judicial termination of proceedings by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, cancellation of the notice to appear or permission to withdraw application for admission without any removal order being issued. 2. Place where the alien was apprehended. The term place where the alien was apprehended refers to the city, county, and state where an alien is apprehended. 3. Reason for the alien's release from detention. The term reason for the alien's release from detention refers to release on bond on an alien's own reconnaissance on humanitarian grounds after grant of relief or due to termination of proceedings or removal. FAR removal proceedings. The FAR removal proceedings refers to removal case of any kind, including expedited removal, administrative removal, stipulated removal reinstatement, and voluntary removal, and removals in which an applicant is permitted to withdraw his or her application for admission. 5. State. The FAR state, with respect to proceeding, refers to whether the alien is in proceedings before an immigration judge, the Board of Immigration Appeals, a United States Court of Appeals, or on remand from a United States Court of Appeals. Sec. 3721. Powers of immigration officers and employees at sensitive locations. Section 287(8) U.S.C. 1357 is amended by adding at the end the following. I1. In order to ensure individuals' access to sensitive locations, this subsection applies to enforcement actions by officers and agents of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and officers and agents of U.S. Customs and Border Protection. 2A. An enforcement action may not take place at or be focused on a sensitive location except as follows. I. Under exigent circumstances. B. If prior approval is obtained. B. If an enforcement action is taking place pursuant to subparagraph A and the condition permitting the enforcement action ceases, the enforcement action shall cease. 3A. When proceeding with an enforcement action at or near a sensitive location, officers and agents referred to in paragraph 1 shall conduct themselves as discreetly as possible, consistent with officer and public safety, and made every effort to limit the time at or focus on the sensitive location. B. If in the course of an enforcement action that is not initiated at or focused on a sensitive location, officers or agents are led to or near a sensitive location, and no exigent circumstance exists, such officers or agents shall conduct themselves in a discreet manner, maintain surveillance, and immediately consult their supervisor before taking any further enforcement action in order to determine whether such action should be discontinued. C. This section not apply to the transportation of an individual apprehended at or near land or sea border to hospital or health care provider for the purpose of providing such individual medical care. For A. Each official specified in subparagraph B shall ensure that employees under the supervision of such official receive annual training on compliance with the requirements of this subsection in enforcement actions at or focused on sensitive locations and enforcement actions that lead officers or agents to or near a sensitive location. B. The officials specified in subparagraph are the following. I. The Chief Counsel of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. B. The Field Office Directors of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. II. Each Special Agent in Charge of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. IV. Each Chief Patrol Agent of U.S. Customs and Border Protection. V. The Director of Field Operations of U.S. Customs and Border Protection. V. The Director of Air and Marine Operations of U.S. Customs and Border Protection. VI. The Internal Affairs Special Agent in Charge of U.S. Customs and Border Protection. 5A, the Director of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and the Commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection shall each submit to the appropriate committees of Congress each year a report on enforcement actions undertaken by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and U.S. Customs and Border Protection, respectively during the preceding year, that were covered by this subsection. B, each report on an agency for a year under this paragraph shall set forth the following. I, the number of enforcement actions that are focused on a sensitive location. B. The number of enforcement actions where officers or agents were subsequently led to or near a sensitive location. II. The date, site, and state, city, and county in which each enforcement action covered by clause I or E occurred. IV. The component of the agency responsible for each such enforcement action. V. A description of the intended target of each such enforcement action. V. The number of individuals, if any, arrested or taken into custody through each such enforcement action. VI. The number of collateral arrests, if any, from each such enforcement action and the reasons for each such arrest. VE. A certification of whether the location administrator was contacted prior to, during, or after each such enforcement action. C. Each report under this paragraph shall be made available to the public without the need to submit a request under Section 552 of Title V, United States Code, commonly referred to as the Freedom of Information Act. 6. In this subsection. A. The term appropriate committees of Congress means A. The Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs of the Senate. B. The Committee on the Judiciary of the Senate. II. The Committee on Homeland Security of the House of Representatives. And IV. The Committee on the Judiciary of the House of Representatives. B. The FAR enforcement action means an arrest, interview, search, or surveillance for the purposes of immigration enforcement and includes an enforcement action at or focused on a sensitive location that is part of a joint case led by another law enforcement agency. C. The FAR exigent circumstances means a situation involving the following. I. The imminent risk of death, violence, or physical harm to any person, including a situation implicating terrorism or the national security of the United States in some other manner. A. The immediate arrest or pursuit of a dangerous felon, terrorist suspect, or other individual presenting an imminent danger or public safety risk. II. The imminent risk of disruption of evidence that is material to an ongoing criminal case. T. The prior approval means the following. In the case of officers and agents of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, prior written approval for specific targeted operation from one of the following officials: Assistant Director of Operations, Homeland Security Investigations, Executive Associate Director of Homeland Security Investigations, Assistant Director for Field Operations, Enforcement, and Removal Operations, Executive Associate Director for Field Operations, Enforcement, and Removal Operations. In the case of officers and agents of U.S. Customs and Border Protection, prior written approval for specific targeted operation from one of the following officials: Chief Patrol Agent, the Director of Field Operations, the Director of Air and Marine Operations, the Internal Affairs Special Agent in Charge. The sensitive location includes the following: hospitals and health clinics, public and private schools including preschools, primary schools, secondary schools, post-secondary schools including colleges and universities, and other institutions of learning such as vocational or trade schools, organizations assisting children, pregnant women, victims of crime or abuse, or individuals with mental or physical disabilities, churches, synagogues, mosques, and other places of worship, such as buildings rented for the purpose of religious services, such other locations as the Secretary of Homeland Security shall specify for purposes of this subsection. Subtitle H, Protection of Children Affected by Immigration Enforcement, Sec 3801, short title. This subtitle may be cited as the Humane Enforcement and Legal Protections for Separated Children Act or the Health Separated Children Act.